You know, I said it, and it's true. I have so many wonderful guests. And if right now President Joe Biden were to walk in the studio, I'd say, wait, we have a more important person sitting right here because she makes candy. Annette Pardon of Fill My Jar. Welcome again.
Nice to be back. Thanks so much for having me. You always do such great introductions.
Well, this is, what could be more important than candy or a candy
maker?
You're
not going to get a disagreement from me.
Tell me about Fill My Jar. And literally, these are, hold on. Can you hear it? These are jars of candy.
Yeah. The signature packaging for the company Fill My Jar. Created because I started packaging my candy in mason jars a long time ago. When I first decided to, I was even really before I decided to even have a business. I would make candy for gifts and treats, teachers' gifts with my children, coaches at the holidays. And honestly, it was a kind of a fluke. One night I ran out of tins because I would go buy out all the Michael's and Joanne's tins in town. And panicked at 1 o'clock in the morning going, these kids need their gifts for tomorrow morning. And I love to can, so I always had mason jars on hand. And I found a case of mason jars in my closet, and I thought, okay, we could do this. And I started shoving the candy in there and decorated it with a cute little bow and put a fun little jar topper on that said, you know, happy holidays from the Pardon family. And people loved them, and I thought, I can do this. And then I also found that it kept the candy a little fresher. Finally, the biggest kicker was that not only did it have all these benefits, but it was a reusable source of packaging. People love mason jars.
Yeah.
They're used for tons of things in your house, your garage. So I made sure that the labels peel off easy and people could reuse the jars and the lids.
You said canning? What is that? It sounds a little filthy. I'm not sure.
You know, canning vegetables. We can tomatoes. And
that's all?
That's all.
I'm a little disappointed by that. Now, this is all a part of a bigger event. August 13th and 14th
yes.
at the Renaissance Chambre Convention Center,
right.
where, by the way, there'll be free parking. It says right here in big, bold letters, free parking for the event. That is the most exciting thing. I mean, I'll go there just for the free parking.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about what this event, the Gourmet Expos, are all about. And you're a part of that. So
yes.
you're considered a gourmet?
Well, I would be considered one of the delicacies that would be there.
Well, I would agree that candy is absolutely
yes.
a delicacy.
Yes.
And I hear now there's exciting news. You make your own marshmallows.
We're working on it. We're working
How
on releasing
you...
our own line. We've been working on it all summer. And
so it'll be in Jewel?
No.
Or
they're
going to
be in our
or...
store. We'll have them online on the website. We'll be bringing them to events for people to purchase. We'll be making fun flavors. And we
Flavored
already do some fun
Are you
s'mores.
Doing a mole marshmallows? Like
we
you
possibly
mole?
Could.
Oh,
we can
well.
Be doing,
you know, well.
A lemon marshmallow, a mole marshmallow.
Well, we'll have to have a longer conversation about marshmallows.
And I'll be bringing them by for you, for sure.
You are welcome anytime, then.
Make a sunrise. With you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the Candyman.
The Candyman.
Well,
ooh,
it sort of applies. She's the Candy Woman.
The Candyman.
Annette, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Pardon?
Pardon.
Pardon.
P-A-R-D. Oh, pardon.
Yeah.
Pardon, pardon,
pardon.
But
pardon
no one, but no one says that to you because they're so excited. So you were telling me, this is... Newsroom, I hope you're listening. So as we went to the break, during the break, you told me, people always wonder. Remember the talk shows like Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
And now it's the...
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, all the Jimmys, right? Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert. They break, well, now we're going to a... And you wonder what they're talking about at the commercial break, right?
Right.
So we were talking about this. You gave me news that the Democratic Convention, the public officials are trying to get that to come into Chicago. That part isn't news. That's been in the news. Here's what's news. We are bribing them with candy.
Candy gifts.
You're sending candy out. Representing Chicago, the best. I suppose they're sending a Miele's cheesecake and pizza from Malnati's.
I would imagine they'd throw it all at them, right?
Right, but candy. That's what's going to make the difference.
So, yeah, so we work with Choose Chicago, and I heard you mention Choose Chicago.
Choose Chicago,
and,
they'll be on the
and
program,
they,
yeah.
They often contact me and get jars of candy, and I think it's so that they can try to work their magic with some sweets and treats, and why not? What a better way, right?
You bet. Why not is right. So we were talking about the controversial issue of marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. So
you have not only marshmallows that you're making your own. Someone's got to make them. I never thought about how do you make a marshmallow?
Well, you just need the right ingredients.
Which are sugar.
Yeah, there's different ways you can make marshmallows. You can make them with egg whites. You can make them, you know, you have to have the sugar and you have to have all the different, you know, some use corn syrup. So there's different varieties I find that I'm researching marshmallow making, different recipes also allow for you to do different things with them. If you're making a marshmallow fluff that you want it to stay soft and pliable, or if you're looking to make a marshmallow that toasts nicely, or if you're looking to just make a good old-fashioned eating marshmallow that you can maybe infuse with some flavor. So you just have to have a nice high-powered mixer and the right ingredients, and you got to blow all that air into them and fluff them up and...
I would believe it would have to be a high-powered mixer, because they stick to everything,
right? Yeah, they
do. Yeah, but previously, is there a marshmallow shortage now or something?
No, I would hope not, but I just think that homemade anything is better than store-bought anything.
I see. So previously, you were getting your marshmallows from an undetermined source?
Right. We were just getting marshmallows in that we would use from, you know, the marshmallow providers that you buy in your local stores. And
you said, with that.
You know
we need to do our own marshmallows.
If we can make our own candy chocolates, we can make marshmallows. So
and you make your own chocolate.
We make chocolate, yep, and we make our own chocolate flavors. So
you even grow your own cocoa.
No,
that's going too far.
Right? Yeah. That's going way too far.
Do you go to Colombia to get the cocoa yourself?
No, I will say the closest I ever got was my husband and I took a trip to Guatemala, and they do have cocoa bean fields
yes.
there. And I did pair up with a couple of local people that showed me how they literally go from bean to chocolate.
Isn't that fascinating?
And I got to do it with them. And it's amazing, and wow, what a taste. And
aren't bats responsible for pollinating those plants? I think so.
That you're going to have to...
I think that's the case.
That's very interesting.
I was so excited. A couple of nights ago, I'm sitting out on the balcony, and I saw a bat in the heart of the city. And I was thrilled by that, which is really totally off the topic. Now, let's talk about why you're here. In part, you're a part of a big event.
We are. So this coming weekend, so that would be Saturday, August 13th and Sunday, August 14th, it's going to be the summer show of spirits, wines, and gourmet delicacies.
Well.
Yes, it's going to be held at the convention center there in Schaumburg, the Renaissance Convention Center. And there is going to be a very large variety of local, national, as well as international wineries and distilleries there. They're going to be offering tastings as well as bottle. You're going to be able to do bottle purchasing. 100% of the proceeds from those bottle purchasings and tasting are going to go to the Voice of Care mission.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's it is nice. A wonderful charity that helps engage and empower individuals who are experiencing disabilities. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great organization. And you also are going to be able to interact with all the representatives from these wineries and distilleries. They'll be on site to ask questions, have conversations. And then again, no good event is ever going to be had without good food and good entertainment, right? And so we're going to have a number of chocolate artisans, as well as vegan treats and other treats throughout the venue. So you can come and meet me and talk with me, and many other chocolate, artisans that will be there. And then there's going to be constant, entertainment throughout the weekend from the Big Dog Blues Mercer Blues Band.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will be happening throughout the weekend. Like you said, it's free parking. And you can go online to gourmetexpos.com and buy tickets.
Gourmetexpos.com.
Yes.
Gourmetexpos.com. And in fact, you were about to say, and buy tickets.
Yep. You can buy tickets online. And it's an indoor event. So be it rain, shine, heat, snow, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You can come and enjoy yourself. Yeah, mm-hmm. Be a great time.
So 312-981-7200, a question here via text. Ask your guest, please, what is her favorite candy to make?
My answer on
That's not the only two-part question. And favorite candy to eat. That's where the question gets fun.
This is like asking me which one of my children is my favorite. And the answer is, it depends on the day. And with that...
How many kids do you have?
I have three girls.
And how many kinds of candies do you make?
Well, right now, the Fill My Jar line is up to 12 varieties. And then we also hand make things like our own caramel clusters, which is like a turtle, and our own chocolate caramel dipped, you know, things like caramel dipped caramels with sea salt. And so we have a lot of variety in that realm, too. I'd have to say, if you're looking at the Fill My Jar line, which is really what started me in the candy business, making my own line, the first unique candy I made, which is still one of the most popular, is my lemon. So that one holds a special place in my heart.
I
did bring lemon, yes.
I love these. Yeah. I love these.
Do
you make anything with cinnamon?
We do. So the dark chocolate mole.
Right. So let's talk about that. So mole, so for people that don't know, is a specialty that originated as a sauce.
Correct.
To put on chicken and rice and whatever else.
Yes.
In Mexico.
Right.
And there are different types of mole. The most well-known is the black mole that you...
Yeah.
That restaurants
so more
here.
Traditional.
Right. Mm-hmm. But there's a red mole, a green mole, a white mole. And then there are variations of all of those moles that go on, because it seems every grandma makes it different than the next. And it's got 7 million ingredients in it.
Yes.
Now, you have mole candy.
Right.
Do those have 7 million ingredients?
Well, we had to narrow it down. So what I learned about mole in a trip that I took to Guatemala... without taking you.
That's not right.
One of my favorite things
to do. Not only me,
but
everyone listening now.
Yes, come along. It was an amazing trip.
There's
an
idea.
Absolutely amazing.
A candy
trip to Guatemala.
Anywhere.
You can go get beans and make chocolate. And
a candy trip for beans. I think you ought to do that.
But when I was in Guatemala, my favorite thing to do, a lot of people love to... you know, skydive. I like to find local chefs. So
skydive or find local chefs.
Find local chefs to work with. And I set myself up with a couple of local chefs while we were on the trip, and we focused
Does
on
your
mole.
Husband know that you were set up with local
yes,
chefs?
Yes, he helped me set him up.
Oh, really? You guys are fun to travel with.
And I learned the essence of mole. And what I learned is that even though every single recipe is completely different, you can get sweet mole, spicy mole, the ingredients, and it's usually the ingredients that are indigenous to any region. They take them and somehow they make magic with them. But one thing that resounded through all of them was that it is not just a spicy chocolate. It is a layer of flavors.
Yes.
So when I got back to my shop, I said, okay, I can figure out a way for somebody to put a piece of chocolate in their mouth and experience that same layer of flavors. And that's what happens or should happen when you taste my dark chocolate mole. It is a dark chocolate, and we infuse it with a hint of cinnamon. And then we add roasted pumpkin seeds with sesame seeds. And then we add the skin only of a crushed dried pasilla pepper. And then that all gets blended. We lay that out, and then we sprinkle some toasted plantain chips across the top. And there's a few other ingredients in there that kind of make that elevation.
That's a lot by itself.
So when you eat it, you should literally taste the chocolate the way I read it back to you. Cinnamon, followed by the notes from the seeds, and then you get that faint little heat pop up right at the back of your jaw. And it's become a really popular seller. I've been really excited that it is, because it took me a lot of tries, and it took him a lot of eating, my husband a lot of eating.
I want his job.
To get to the right one. But it's what my passion is. So to me, that's like my fun, getting in the kitchen and playing around and seeing the different things you can create.
Tell me where Fill My Jar is at, and also what the website is.
So we are located at 3726 Prairie Avenue in Brookfield. We're downtown, right off the metro station, across from the post office, and not very far from the Brookfield, too.
Well, that's one of my favorite places.
Yes.
And also gourmetexpos.com. to learn more about this event that you're talking about.
Correct. You can go to gourmetexpos.com. You can get tickets and learn more about the event that's coming up this weekend. We will be there both days. And you can go to my website, which is fillmyjar.com. You can place orders for our chocolate. We do ship all over the U.S.
You make dog candy?
We don't, but I've been asked by a few people. If I do it, I have to do it right. It's got to be the right dog candy.
Yeah, it can't be chocolate, as you know, and too much sugar is not good. No. But the Anderson Animal Shelter can use it right now to help feed all these beagles coming. Where are they even going to find places for 100 beagles? We will find out why also they're getting 100 beagles. We'll do all of that when we come back. It is always a pleasure to talk to you, Annette.
Thank you so much. It's always so much fun coming here.